So the topic we're going to do today is what I didn't get to on Thursday night, in the Thursday night shiur. The Temen Halacha topic for today is going to be the following situation occurred. There was a woman from Israel who is a visiting doctor in Idaho for 1 week out of the month, and she had to be in Idaho for Shabbos. And she asked, she sent her rabbi a question, that it seems that my order of kosher food never shipped. If I'm stuck for Shabbos with one juice box of grape juice, do I use it for Kiddush Friday night, or do I use it for Kiddush Shabbos day? And she writes in parentheses, I have rolls for the other, meaning so she has challah rolls, but she only has one cup of grape juice, essentially. So we're going to leave out whether boxed grape juice is actually kosher for Kiddush, and what kind of grape juice is kosher for Kiddush, what kind of grape juice is not kosher for Kiddush. If any grape juice is kosher, let's assume that the grape juice is perfectly kosher for Kiddush. Let's assume that that's okay. But how do you decide preference in this type of situation? So what exactly are the options? You know, you have to cheshbon. One option might be grape juice Friday night, chamar medina on Shabbos day. A second option might be challah Friday night, grape juice Shabbos day. A third option might be grape juice Friday night, challah on Shabbos day, to make kiddush on the bread on Shabbos day. So in order to answer this question, we first have to understand what the halachic status is of using chamar medina. What the status is of using challah for kiddush, and then to see if there are any other eitzos that maybe we could think of. So let's start with making kiddush on chamar medina. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Amemer avdil ashichra heicha dahavi chamar medina." Where beer was the most common drink that was drunk in that place, Amemer used to make havdalah on beer, and then Rav Huna and Rav Chista paskind not to say kiddush on chamar medina. And the Gemara seems to say that there's no chiluk between kiddush and havdalah. So how do we paskin? Can you or can't you say kiddush / havdalah on chamar medina? The Rambam in the 29th paragraph of Shabbos Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rif and Pesachim Chav Beis Amaral B'dapei Rif, both say ein mekadshin ela al hayayin. You have to use only wine. The Rush, however, in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim Simin Yud Zayin, says mekadshin al sheicher. If it's chamar medina, that you're allowed to be mekadesh on whatever is chamar medina. What are we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Simin Reisha in Beis Siftes b'makom she'ein yayin matzui. So there's a prerequisite over here. If wine is not matzui, yeshomrim shemekadeshin al sheicher v'shar mashkin. Yeshomrim that you can say kiddush on other drinks. V'yeshom she'ein mekadeshin, and some say that you cannot. Ula harash, and according to the Rush, belaila lo yikadesh al sheichar el al pas. On Friday night, for sure, you should not say kiddush on anything, on any other drink, because if you can't say kiddush on wine, the second best option is bread. You say kiddush on the challah. Uba boker, but on Shabbos day, yosu tov lekadesh al sheichar. Given the choice of being mekadesh al pas or being mekadesh al chamar medina, so you would say kiddush on chamar medina. And the reason is that you don't say kiddush on pas on Shabbos day. Shem yivarech al pas tchile in kan shem shinoi v'divrei tamhim, says Shulchan Aruch. Because if you're going to say kiddush on challah on Shabbos day, what is the kiddush of Shabbos day? What's the text of kiddush on Shabbos day? Just the bracha, right? Baruch Pi Hagafen is the whole text of kiddush on Shabbos day. So if you're saying kiddush on challah, what's the text of your kiddush? So it's not even recognizable that you said kiddush. It looks like you skipped kiddush and just went straight to the hamotzi. So therefore, we'd rather not say kiddush on challah on Shabbos day, because it doesn't even look like you said kiddush at all. So that's when we're going to rely on chamar medina. So the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Rama writes, v'chein amin k'pashut k'divrei Rash, that yes, we can make kiddush on chamar medina, but only Shabbos day, not Friday night, because Friday night better to use the challah rolls, and Shabbos day better to use chamar medina rather than to use the challah rolls, all assuming that you don't have any wine. Now the Shulchan Aruch does not talk about a case where you have one cup of wine, right, and you have to choose which time to use it. He just assumes if you have no wine, so here's what you do on Friday night if you have no wine, you say kiddush on challah. Here's what you do on Shabbos day if you have no wine, you say kiddush on beer. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that the Mechaber thinks that it's best to be choshish for the Gaonim who say that you're not allowed to be mekadesh chamar medina. So at night, if bread is an option, why rely on shitos that that you can be mekadesh and kamar medina if you can be machmir for those that say you can't be mekadesh and kamar medina and make kiddush on bread. But at the daytime, you're losing something by being mekadesh alechem, and therefore we rely on the Rosh and use kamar medina. Okay, where does this being mekadesh alechem come from? Using bread for kiddush come from? Shulchan Aruch says that according to the Rosh, like we just said, you say kiddush on pas. Beis Yosef says that if you prefer bread to wine, you can even choose to not look for wine. And the Rama seems to assume not to be mekadesh al pas unless you don't have any wine. That's what we generally assume, that it's only im ein ayayin matzui that any of this would ever come into play. So it seems clear that if one kiddush is going to be on pas or Chamar Medina, meaning what's the preference? Is Pas better than Chamar Medina or Chamar Medina better than Pas? That's really what we're after over here. So it seems pretty clear that Pas is better than Chamar Medina. The only reason during the daytime Chamar Medina wins is because when you make Kiddush on Pas, it's not clear that you made Kiddush at all. Because it's only... But if you have the option of making one Kiddush on Pas and one Kiddush on Chamar Medina, if you have the option of using grape juice for one kiddush and using whatever is the next preferred for the other kiddush, so it would seem that if you could work it out that there's grape juice and for one kiddush and pas for the other kiddush, that's better than using grape juice for one kiddush and chamar medina for the other kiddush, because pas is better than chamar medina. That would seem to be clear from the Shulchan Aruch. I was very surprised in the book The Radiance of Shabbos, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn says that if someone has chamar medina available, he should use wine for Friday night and bread for the daytime kiddush. And he quotes it from the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't see it in the Shulchan Aruch that he quoted it from, and it doesn't seem to make any sense. Like, I don't know why would you use bread for the daytime kiddush? Adrabba, but we don't pass it that way. We pass and use Chamar Medina for the daytime kiddush. So I'm not sure what he was talking about. Mishra Brewer writes in Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkat Mem Aleph that if you're going to be Mekadesh al Pas, you have to know the procedure. So in saying kiddush on bread, you first wash with Al Netila Sidayim, then you put both hands over the covered loaves of bread, you say Vayechulu, then you uncover the challah, you put your hand directly on the challah and say Hamotzi, then you cover the challah again for the bracha of Kiddush. Some poskim say Kiddush on Pas is only if your minug would only work if your minug is to wash before Kiddush, like the Yekis do, but those who have the minug to wash after Kiddush, it's better to use Chamar Medina, but we assume not that way. We assume on Friday night, it's still better to be Mekadesh al Pas rather than on Chamar Medina. So if we left it right now, advising this woman what to do, if she had one cup of grape juice, so what I would have advised her to do is save it for Shabbos day. Friday night, you be Mekadesh al Pas. Shabbos day, rather than using Chamar Medina, Shabbos day be Mekadesh al Yayin. That's what I would think would be the better of the two options. But I could hear someone saying, no, Friday night, you have wine. Use it. What happens Shabbos day? That's that you'll deal with when you get to Shabbos day, right? That's an overall machlokas that comes up all over the place. If you have right now a halachic preference, but it's going to cost you something halachically in the future, do you have to take the future into account? In Yonah Dioma, right, this is the discussion. If, let's say, a person is told by his doctor, you can fast, you're healthy enough to fast one day out of the next 8 days, but not two. So today's Tzom Gedalia. Yom Kippur is coming up in a week from now. So you know that if you fast today, you're not going to be able to fast Yom Kippur. So do you say, well, today is today. Today I know that I have an obligation to fast, and I know that I'm strong enough to do it. So I'll fast today. Come what may, Yom Kippur. So if I'm a Chalash Yesh B'Sakana then, so then what can I do? Or do you say, no, Chachmein of Barosha, you need to look a little bit into the future. You need to be able to figure out, what's this going to cost me in the long run? So this is a famous machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, about a person who's in jail and he's told, you can get out of jail for just one day. Which day should he choose? Should he choose a day where he can maximize the most mitzvos or the holiest day, Yom Kippur or whatever? Or should he just choose the next day, the very next opportunity? And the svara would be, because you don't even know if you're going to make it till tomorrow morning. You don't know, you might get hit by a truck tonight. So right now, you have an avoda, right now. So you could hear such an argument to use the wine tonight, Good, and you'll see what happens tomorrow. And if tomorrow it turns out that you only have beer, so then you'll use Chamer Medina tomorrow instead of using wine. I could hear such an argument, although I would prefer probably the other way, to say Kiddush on bread Friday night, and use the wine Shabbos day. But there are another two possible etzos. So one possible etza is, sometimes what you need is not so much a psak, you need an etza, right? Meaning you need another way out of the situation. So two possible etzos. One of them is dilute the grape juice, right? If you could dilute the grape juice to get two revios out of that grape juice, so then l'chora, that would be better. It's explicit in Shulchan Aruch, Reishayin Ayin Aleph, Sifir Aleph, that im'ein lo el kos echad, if you only have one kos, mekadish bo b'layla ve'eino toim imenu shleif gimenu, say kiddush on it, but don't drink right out of the kos, el shofech imenu l'kos acher, pour from it to a different kos, v'toim yayin shel kiddush me'akos hasheni, and drink out of the second kos, not the kos that you said kiddush on, ulamachar mekadish b'mashenisher, because rishon, and the next day, you say kiddush on whatever's left in the first kos, v'im lo hayabo el revius b'tzimtzum, but if you only had exactly a revius, v'nechzar mimenu b'layla, and you poured a little bit out, so you could taste it on Friday night, just add some water to be mashed into revius on Shabbos day, and that way you'll have a revius. So it would seem like the simplest etza would be to be mosaic the grape juice, to dilute the grape juice so that you'll be able to have more than one cup of grape juice. However, that's not so pashut. In the radiance of Shabbos, Rav Simcha ben Koron points out that the Gemara Shabbos of Ayin Zayin tells us that one part wine to six parts water is still considered wine. Some Yeshai last week, if I add a drop of grape juice to a water bottle just to give it some flavor, is it still shahakal or is it bar pregav? I mean, at what point do you assume that it loses its status of wine and it just becomes water? So the Gemara says 6-to-1 ratio. That's the limit. We just have to figure out our wine, which is already a little bit weaker, how diluted it is. And Rabbi Cohen, Rav Simcha ben Cohen, writes that according to the Kedem company, he did his research, the permissible dilution proportions for their wines are as follows. All wines, one part water to one part wine, and Concord grape juice, two parts water to one part wine. So it seems that there's still plenty of room to be mosaic. However, Rav Schechter did not agree with this. Rav Schechter thought that meziga depends on what's called a normal meziga, and no one ever dilutes grape juice at all anymore. So to be mosaic, the grape juice is probably not considered to be, it would probably lose the status of Bar-Priya Gavin very quickly, because it's not the Derech Meziga Bekach, it's not the Derech Shtia Bekach, people don't drink that way with diluted grape juice. So he did not think that that was a good etza to dilute the grape juice. Probably if it's just a little bit, if you just take a little sip off, and then you can put it in like an ice cube or something, that probably is within the Derech Meziga. But if it's more than that, probably not. The other etza of Shechter said right off the bat, he said, why don't you just tell him to go to the store, buy some grapes and squeeze the grapes? So that's outside the box thinking. He says that's not so far outside the box. Everything he says is a Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Basra, Daf Tzadi Zayin and Beis, tells us that a person can squeeze grapes and use it for Kiddush that night. Meaning the Kiddush of the Gemara is that you don't need to wait for it to ferment and become an alcoholic beverage, that you're allowed to use grape juice, freshly squeezed grape juice, for Kiddush. And that's Paskid in Shulchan Aruch, Reishayin Beis of Beis, Yayin Megito, Mekatshin Alev. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'sochet Adam Eshkol Shalanavim, a person can squeeze grapes and say Kiddush. So I told this to my family, that was Rav Shachter's immediate etza, his immediate response was to squeeze grapes. So my son said, oh, I know what she should do. She should get a whole bunch of grapes, wash her feet, and put them in a bathtub and step on them. And, because that's how they used to do the wine pressing, right? They're stepping with the feet. So I saw in the Dir Shem Mishnah Berurah, they quote from Rav Yashiv that he thought that that's not, that you can't do that. You can only squeeze grapes if you're then going to sift out all of the sediment. If you're not going to clean it out afterwards, if you're not going to have the equipment with which to get rid of the chartzanim and the zagim, to get rid of all the junk that's in the grape juice, he thought that would not be good. So squeezing grapes, not so possible. Also, I don't know how many grapes you would need to buy in order to squeeze a proper cup of grape juice out of the grapes. It may be somewhat of a time-consuming process. This woman sounds like she was a busy doctor and that she doesn't have time to be messing around. As it turns out, The story ended happily when she went to a local supermarket and found an actual bottle of Kedem grape juice. So she was able to, they have, sometimes these kosher aisles in these supermarkets in the middle of nowhere. They'll have like 365 days a year. There's like the thing of gefilte fish and the box of matzahs and, like certain staples. So Kedem grape juice they had. So Lemaisa, one could also argue that Kiddush on Friday night, since Kiddush is Daraisa, that you want to do that in a more mehudar way, and you'd want to use the wine or the grape juice for the Friday night Kiddush. But again, I would have assumed that you use the bread Friday night and use the wine Shabbos day. I could hear an argument the other way, to use the wine Friday night and to use Chamar Medina Shabbos day, provided that neither of these etzas are going to be a workable etzah. Okay.